Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome, is this on? To Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's game one of the wild card series. It's Cole versus Bieber. Ace versus ace. Oh, but a throw up. Coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios here in the Bronx. I'm Jimmy, that's Jake. Jake, what's up?
For everyone looking at my side of the screen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you got to see these daggers. But that's all you're getting today. You've seen the jokes. You've seen my butt. You've seen all of it. Haven't shown my dick on the internet yet.
Public.
It's been sent over the internet for sure. By many people, actually. That's at a Thanksgiving get-together one time, a girl came up to me and said, I saw your... It's game one of the playoffs, people, so stop talking about that.
We're going to do lineups. We're going to talk
Flip
lineups.
Flip the switch.
Fire starts, you die. Woo! Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show brought to you by John Boy Media. Whoo! Okay, lineup, Jake. Let's start with the lineup. Enough dicking around. Where's the lineup?
Literally.
Okay. Jake, stop it. Talking Yanks. I don't know.
I'm Andy Pettit this whole episode. I'm not breaking with the camera.
I love it. DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing second base. Aaron Judge is batting second, playing right field. Aaron Hicks is batting third, playing center field. Voit is in the four hole. They hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Voit is batting fourth and playing first base. Giancarlo Stanton is DHing, batting fifth. Gio Urshela at third. Gleyber Torres at short. Brett Gardner in left field. Higgy behind the dish. Gerrit Cole on the bump. So, what we knew was Higgy was going to play. We knew that, so there's no surprise there. We had a pretty good sense that Hicks was going to be third because they love that. They haven't put Stanton behind deeper than fourth all season, I don't think. So I'm happy that they put Voit 4 and Stanton 5. I'm happy with that. The Gardner-Clint decision was the big one. We all sensed it was going to happen. The more you started thinking about it, the more it was like, oh, the Yankees are going to fucking start Gardy. Like, that seems so obvious. You know, 5-10 minutes before lineups came out, it was me, you, BBD in here, and I was like, they're doing it. Like, I wouldn't have done it. I would have started Clint. I share the same opinion as you, but you said it first. So what your thoughts on Gardner over Clint?
It was flip a coin. I mean, you've got a hot player versus a not hot player. You got the veteran versus the kid. You got the kid who's been better defensively this year versus the veteran who's had an incredible defensive career. And, yeah, you know, it ends up you go veteran that also has a home run off of Bieber. And, not to toot my own horn too much.
Do it.
Honk, honk.
That's not it.
That's not Andy Pettit. I said, Clint, you better be careful. Gardy's getting hot. Gardy got hot. Gardy plays defense.
Brett Gardner's been the hottest hitter on the Yankees for the last 17 days.
Drop a piano.
So you're not talking about the last seven games. You're not talking about the last two series. You're saying for the last 2 weeks, Gardner's been the hottest bat statistically, and they saw that, and they saw his defense, and they probably saw his veteran presence. Now, the thing that I agree with you on you may have just lost Clint for the postseason. He's the biggest confidence-driven player we've seen. And we said off air, if they don't start Gardner, Gardner thrives himself off anger. Like, he would use that on the field, like Waterboy. You know, water sucks. Pepsi's better. Gatorade's better. Clint, you may have just burst his bubble to the point where there's no balloon anymore.
I have a catch to that.
That was your thought.
There's a caveat.
Okay. I hate caviar.
Clint Frazier will be getting a pinch hit at bat.
Okay.
What happens in that at bat will dictate Clint's
playoffs.
Who's
he pinch hitting for?
Either Gardy or Higgy. So you will see Clint today. And again, kind of unfair to tie it into one at bat. The Yankees are going to use their bench this postseason. The one thing that did surprise me about this move that I thought might tilt the Yankees the other way is Bieber does have reverse splits. Bieber is tougher on lefties. And with Clint having an incredible year, but the Clint confidence thing I believe in wholeheartedly. I think that's part of why his defense was good and then got better as the season went on. I think when he was hitting good, Clint was locked into that cleanup spot for a while. They tried to get kind of Yankees tricky with ninth hole Clint. And I think, you know, we work with Trevor Plouffe, flex. And he's told us, you know, the lower you see your name on that lineup, it affects you. And I think it affected Clint. He had a couple bad games. Now you're in the nine hole. And now here we are, game one of the playoffs, and he's not starting. So I do think he'll end up getting an at bat today, and it'll be important. So we will see. But, yeah, I mean, flip a coin. Guys, I get it. Clint Frazier was incredible this year. Gardy got hot. Gardy's the veteran. He's kind of the pulse of this team. You could have flipped a coin. I would have been happy with either decision.
All right. Yeah, talk myself into either.
Yeah.
All right. The rest of the lineup as follows, and the Cleveland lineup. Lindor, Hernandez, Ramirez is the 1-2-3. Santana's the 4. Franmil Reyes DHing. Naylor in left. Perez catching, Naquin in right field, DeShields in center field. So we did this on Talking Baseball, if you didn't listen. Cole has given up majority of his home runs to non-threatening bats this season. It's lower lineup guys that jump fastballs. What was it? It was like over, he's given up 14 home runs and 10 of them were to guys who had less than five.
Eight were five or less,
I believe.
And then when you got to double digits, it was 10 or less.
It was 12 or 10 or whatever. Yeah. But the point is, it's lower in the guy. Zanino.
About more than half.
Zanino, Kiermaier. There's a lot. I'm blanking right now. So I'm looking at Naquin, and I'm looking at Naylor as my scary, they might pop one on a jump of fastball.
It's where these two teams really just take different routes. Cleveland, known for their starting pitching. And in a three-game set, the Yankees should be too. I mean, you should believe in Gerrit Cole. That was a little Jack Curry.
Nice. What's up, Jack?
Jack Curry always stops himself in mid-sentence to smile and be happy about what he said. again, we did this with Plouffe before, second flex. And when you look at these lineups on paper, like, they're different worlds.
Well,
they're,
we do have Gardner Higgy, bottom two. I mean, that's
two
guys.
They have Josh Naylor hitting sixth.
Yeah, we have...
Naylor's got a career OPS in the sixes, I believe. 621 this year. That second half of this Cleveland Indians lineup is just in a different pedigree than the Yankees. I mean, Gleyber Torres is hitting seventh. So, yeah, and that's kind of the biggest fear factor. We said this on the episode yesterday. You know, if Cole struggles with the second half of the lineup... That top half of the lineup kicks back to some special baseball players.
Oh, yeah.
Lindor, although he hasn't had an amazing year this year, you still respect him as Francisco Lindor. Hernandez is a great OBP guy. Jose Ramirez, a finalist for this year's MVP award. And Carlos Santana, another guy that hasn't had a great year, but you treat him with the respect that he's earned over a decade of good baseball. Franmil Reyes, you know I love him. He's huge. He's judge size. He's 1-for-3 versus Cole, and I guess that's the other kind of good feeling the Yankees should have. Lindor's 1-for-10. That's a pretty good body of work. Jose Ramirez is 1-for-7. That one is a home run. Carlos Santana, 1-for-6. There's a lot of guys with bad BVPs versus Cole. Lineup-wise, the Yankees should have the matchup today. We'll see what that ends up looking like.
It all depends on the flip. So, before we get to the pitchers and everything, you don't want Jose Ramirez to come up with runners on. He's been so hot.
Yeah.
You don't want him. If you can, like, pitch around him, kind of, you'd love to be able to.
Jim, I think I've got a take you're going to like.
Yeah?
If his first at-bat looks like MVP Jose Ramirez, he's almost a pitch around.
Yeah, I'm hoping, but you have to have like no one on base.
You try that first at-bat and you see what's up. But again, Carlos Santana had a 199 batting average this year.
Ooh, if Astros just tied it up.
If you got Jose Ramirez in a spot, some good base running.
What are you
doing? You know, he could potentially become a pitch around pretty quick. So, interested to see that. Interested to see, I mean, obviously, Garrett Cole. I think Higashioka, you're only seeing two at-bats out of.
What the fuck did Maldonado just do?
I think they were just making sure that they got the run home.
I know, but man on second, you know, runners on. Yeah. You can't even run, whatever. Anyway, I like that. You have to be careful with Ramirez.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the lineup, watch out for spoiling pitches, deep counts. Cleveland Indians see the most pitches per plate appearance out of any team in baseball. And we want Cole to have some easy innings. So, you know, look for none of those, hopefully none of those Cleveland innings on the back end. Hopefully he gets some quick outs on the back end of the lineup. But, yeah, they could really drive up the pitch count. Now, pitching path to victory for the Yankees. I mean, I think you want Cole for seven and then Britton and then Chapman, because it'd be great to save Chad for game twos and three if necessary. But Chad is there if you need him. If right. Cole needs to come out in the sixth, seventh, or seventh, Chad is there to finish an inning and start. But
extras.
The Yankees do not want anyone else on the mound today besides Cole, Chad, Britton, Chapman. If someone else steps onto the mound, something went really wrong. Or fantastically good.
Yeah.
No, I still it could be 8-0. You go Chad, Britton, Chapman. You win game one.
With the playoff format, it'd be interesting. You know, you could see a little while ago wanting to get him work because if he's right, that would change the Yankees' future. But you're right. I mean, you want to go Cole, Britton, Chapman, ideal world. Hell, Cole is thinking he's handing the ball to Chapman or to Skip after the game. So excited to see, man. I mean, this is why we got Garrett Cole. You know, yeah. I know the Yankees haven't been as exciting as the Yankees can be lately, but this is why, and at the same time, Shane Bieber, guys, is going to be, as a baseball fan, probably a joy to watch, and as a Yankee fan, probably a nightmare to watch.
Yeah, as far as Bieber goes, we've said this, DJ and Judge need to put up a fight in the first two at-bats of the game. If Bieber gets those two guys looking foolish, four pitch or less at-bats, two strikeouts, I will be live, so you can watch my reaction. I think I'll be pretty defeated and scared moving forward. Not that I'm going to be happy the opposite, but those guys need to come to task.
Yeah, and DJ has a hit against Bieber, Voit has a hit against Bieber, and Gardy has the home run. Yeah, and I you know, we move past the lineup a little bit. You know, as Yankee fans, we've come to grips with Hicks hitting where Hicks hits, and he's had really good at-bats lately. He splits up the big guys. That's what it is, and that's kind of what's worked for the Yankees, so I'm fine with it. And I do like them having Luke Voit clean up. Like, at least, you know, we're rewarding you with the cleanup spot. You led the major leagues in home runs. And I think at the same time, it almost Stanton dropping to five should be like, hey, you know, I want to be up there further, but I kind of haven't deserved it. Let me get back on track from this five hole. So I like the lineup. I like Garrett Cole. Shane Bieber's really good, and the top half of the Indians lineup is really good. That's it. That's all.
I love that they moved Stanton down and that they moved Glaber down and didn't hang on to a sense of, I don't know, their ego or whatever. Gardner and Clint, people are going to be loud either way, Gardy. If they were to start Clint and he makes an error in left field or misplays a ball, which, you know, he hasn't played a lot of left field, but he's looked good in the outfield. He looked better than Gardner in the outfield, actually. people would have been loud. If Gardner goes 0 for 4, if Gardner has a couple quick outs, if he doesn't even see a lot of pitches, like what Gardner's in here to do is to see pitches, grind at bats, stop a couple doubles from being doubles, and cut the runner off at first, because he's really good at that. Doesn't go in the scorebook anywhere. It's not a diving catch. It's not an outstanding play, but Gardner's one of the best left fielders at getting to the ball really fast and firing it in so that guy goes back to first. But he also needs to get a hit.
He's got to give good at-bats. He's got to – I mean, the most pressure-filled at-bats today, I think, are Brett Gardner and Giancarlo Stanton. I think you could also loop Judge in there. You loop Judge in there. He hasn't hit the home run. That was kind of my request.
Anderson and Jose Abreu.
You don't want that to become a thing.
They were like 5 for 50 in going into the postseason. They both got hits in their first at-bat. Flips are switched.
Switches are flipped. You need to, again, that's where.
Both work?
This 60-game.
I think both work.
This 60-game regular season meant nothing.
Ooh!
We're here now.
All right. We did pitching path to victory.
We stumbled into this today. Luis Robert, guy was in the MVP race for a month and a half, ended up with league average numbers. I don't care, you know. I don't care. Giancarlo Stanton, win a bunch of fans back. Gleyber Torres, make the plays at shortstop, hit the ball at shortstop, and you can be a dynamic seventh-hole hitter.
And Cleveland, don't be as good as you can be.
It's going
to
be interesting.
If Bieber wants to strike out 12 over 7 and hold him scoreless, he can do that.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Big first innings. I mean, you got the best hitters, the pitchers trying to get through the first inning. We saw a lot of drama in the earlier games today. Going to be excited to see.
All right, let's move on to Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Jake and I kind of split the regular season. We tied series.
We tied the series.
I took the overall.
Homers.
I don't know what it was.
24.
It's on the board.
It's on the screen.
I had 24 home runs and Jake had 19. We're starting fresh. Who gets to go first, Zach?
I think according to the sheet, it would be you.
And you won. You have the honors.
Yeah.
I'm taking Luke Voit.
I like it and I am rooting for that.
Thank you.
So that is good news. God. I am going to take... Great pick, Jim.
Thank you. Led the whole league in home runs. All of them. Find me a guy who hit more home runs in 2020.
So I'm going to go one with my heart.
Okay. My second pick here is an oddball.
Giancarlo Stanton. I think Giancarlo's gone through a lot of injuries, a lot of BS. He gets hot and cold. One of his last at-bats, he barreled that ball into the left center gap. Giancarlo, man, have a moment. It'll make a lot of Yankee fans look dumb today. So I will be taking Giancarlo Stanton, and with my second pick, I'm coming back around. It's Aaron Judge. We need you.
Sorry. I'm taking Aaron Hicks with my second pick.
Ooh, interesting.
Mm.
Interesting.
Want to know why?
Why?
Because when I think of pitching and games in Cleveland,
sure,
I think of Didi hitting home runs.
Yeah.
And Didi's gone, but Didi was a lefty, and now Hicks is the lefty batting three-hole. So maybe it wasn't a Didi thing. Maybe it was just a lefty who bats three-hole thing.
Three-hole, okay.
So I'm going with Hicks.
I like that theory.
That's logic.
0 for 3 with 3 Ks against Bieber.
Ever heard of Long Con?
Yes, I have.
Zach, have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Chat. I like it.
If you've heard of a Long Con, send the letter. Just why?
Who can hit the most impactful home runs today?
Higgy.
I disagree. I would have Gardner above Higgy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's great.
Gio. I think DJ leadoff. That would be the
How many people have heard of long cons in the chat?
That would be the biggest switch flip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Judgy.
All right, I have DJ leadoff.
Right.
Gardner first at bat.
Right.
Those are the top two most impactful home runs.
Right.
Then I have Judge.
Yeah.
First or second at bat.
Yeah.
Then I have Higgy.
Yeah,
impactful changes the course of his postseason. If he hits a home run, he may be starting the next game.
Yeah, I don't think it changes the Yankees' vibe. I think that could hurt the Yankees' vibe because, I mean, these guys still know, like, Gary, you know? I think it would then be Voit because he was the homer champ.
All right, moving on. So bad. I was going to kill myself.
Smell like chopped cheese.
It's 6.5. I'm taking the under.
Easiest under of the year if you're into free money.
Real quick, Jake took the over-under for the regular season.
Congrats to Jake.
Yeah.
And it was very close. Look, you had 32. I had 31. Very close. I wish I took the Marlins more seriously, the whole series.
Just like the Yanks.
I'd love to know my record in pregame picks when we just texted versus when we were on the show.
Okay.
Because I do a lot of thinking when we go back and forth.
Sure.
Someone find that for me and give me all my stats.
Yeah.
Go through all the pregame shows and give me live on YouTube, my record there, Instagram, my record there, and then when we just tweeted out our picks. And someone, you know, just do that for me and tweet it to me. You get a
Nobody
dollar.
Please do that.
You get a dollar.
No, you don't.
I will give you a dollar. I'll Venmo you a dollar. $1.50.
Don't do it.
If you do it by the end of the day, you get $10. That's a job. Jake, I'm creating jobs.
Yankees game. Don't do that.
Don't do it during the game. Don't do it during the game.
Yeah,
what if people have What if people have nervous energy and they need something a task before
rude.
The game starts?
You're being rude.
$10.
Still not appropriate. Could be a lawsuit. Opening us for a lawsuit.
You think so?
Yes.
What's the lawsuit?
You're paying someone under the table, like a low amount of money.
What if it takes them 10 seconds to do the work? Whose homer draft picks do you like more, Zach?
I like yours more, Jimmy.
Ooh, with Hicks?
Because Voit, I like the guaranteed home run with Voit.
Okay.
And then, like, the oddball. I like the contrast.
Yeah, I literally could not pick Voit today.
Yep. Oh, yeah, illegal. That's why I had to take him first.
You had to take him. I mean, smartly, you would have taken him second.
No, because then what if you decided to take him?
I'm smart.
I could not risk you being dumb. I couldn't risk it.
A mistake by you.
Okay.
And I'm glad we're getting them out before the game.
What is Zach's band name? Crooked Ways. All right. Questions from the chat. Anyone else? Anyone want to speak to this? I don't know what you're talking about. Fire drumming, Jake.
Thank you.
Giolito's got a perfect game going on. It's very cool. That's awesome. He's in the seventh. A's suck. And he's got a hit. Just gave up a hit. Normal Dog has a question.
Yeah.
All right. Normal Dog gets one question, and then we're going to play Bow with the Bow and get out of here. I think it's A-Rod and Vesturgeon. I don't know how to say his name. On the call today on ESPN. So if you're not interested in that and you'd rather listen to Jake and I, come to the YouTube. We will be live. I think like all game. Wow, what a reveal. Didn't even know you had that on all day.
Wow. Coltrane, baby. 300 mil. This is why we got him. This is why this team's different. We built different.
I mean, I was waiting for the normal dog to ask his question. Oh, would you rather see the Twins win the wild card round or have the Astros win so we can see them in a series and destroy them? You know, either team, we'd have to see them in the ALCS, and I'd be fine seeing either of those teams in the ALCS.
Let's get there,
because the DS, if that's the CS, the DS will be tougher than the CS, in my opinion. All right.
Let's go call.
Sco call.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.